We've got some live music coming up from Mark Knopfler on the World Cafe Studios, but first have a chance to sit down and talk with him. Of course, Mark Knopfler's place in music was assured from the first Dire Straits album, probably from the first time any of us heard Sultans of Swing, his first single. A songwriter, storyteller, and certainly guitar player of uncommon skill, he is still intrigued by a series of seemingly familiar characters that he writes about on his solo albums, including his latest, Kill to Get Crimson. His album Ragpicker's Dream chronicled an earlier time in England, and I wanted to find out about the geographic center of this new one. I hesitate to make any blanket descriptions of any album you do, but this one, perhaps harking a little back to Ragpicker's, seems to focus a bit more on things British Isles than things America, as perhaps on the last album. Do you ever set off with that kind of an idea in mind before you begin?
Well, I've been writing the songs. I've been writing about Britain for quite a while, and it seemed to be going that way, yes. I've no idea what governs that kind of thing. Actually, if I did have an idea, I probably wouldn't do it.
Or you'd exploit it, perhaps.
I've just always just let... it's a strange business. It's a wonderful occupation to have, but you've got to somehow let it flow, let it happen, and I don't always know why it is that I've chosen a subject for a song, but often I think there's something in there that relates to me as a writer. There's a reason why you've selected that as a subject, and it can be to do with childhood, and it can be to do with the teen years, it can be to do with later, but it's always it's interesting to me to find sometimes afterwards to see what it is about the subject that resonated with me.
Well, I thought maybe we would go back. You mentioned childhood years, and there's a song in here that I know has resonance for schoolboys in the British Isles, and it definitely has for me, and that is Secondary Waltz. You knew what I was going for, didn't you?
Yeah, and there's a lot of people talk about that, you know, because that song, because everybody had one, you know. I mean, in my case, it was an ex-Scots commando gym teacher, a PE teacher, you know, and his method was the army method, which was to terrify the living daylights out of the babies, you know, the young ones. We were 11, 12 years old, and it seems amazing now to think about it, but he really terrified me half out of my mind. I'd never been shouted at or whacked with a with my gym shoe. You know, you touch your toes and then he'd whack you with it. He used to whack you depending the severity of the whack depended on the severity of your offense. You know, and so it was like an army method, which is make things miserable for the new kids. You know, and then sort of slowly come off the gas as you put the years in at the school. But what McIntyre used to do was you'd get in a particularly bad mood around Christmas time because the Christmas party was approaching, where instead of freezing on a muddy rugby field, you know, he would get us in the gym, the boys, the little boys, and teach us how to waltz, you know. And McIntyre's voice in the gym was so loud, it was like the biggest amplifier. And he'd be bawling at us, teaching these little boys to and he'd be in a really foul mood because he couldn't torture us on the field. And then as it got a bit closer, then we had a rehearsal with the girls. And it was all kind of fraught because, you know, there was a kind of a tradition that you would ask a girl to the Christmas party with you, you know. But I just remember the whole thing as being pretty stressful, and it's probably why now I probably slightly challenged as a ballroom dancer.
This is a really nice evocation of a frightening time. This is Secondary Waltz.
Mm-hmm.
school Christmas party is coming. We ain't doing rugby no more. McIntyre's teaching us waltzing out on the gymnasium floor. Out on the gymnasium floor. McIntyre's out of the army. You'll be slippered if you get in wrong. And McIntyre's din booms loud in the gym. And we've only got our little short song. We've only got our little short song. And it's 1-2-3-2-2, we're all a disgrace. McIntyre tore us apart. And we danced with ourselves when we'd all found a space. Waltzing with fear in our hearts. Waltzing with fear in our hearts.
Secondary Waltz from Mr. Mark Knopfler. We're getting a chance to talk about some of the new songs, the personal and not so personal on Kill to Get Crimson, the new album. Beautiful cover photo of some old bikes. Is that where the expression comes from?
No, but it actually connects with it. It connects with me too. Even though the song is really an old painter telling a young guy who wants to paint that, you know, to forget about it and get a job with a pension. And then, of course, at the end of the song, he says, well, if you, you know, if you really have to, then you've got to let it all go as well. And let it all go meaning something else. But what he says to him in the course of this conversation is, he says, I'd kill to get crimson on this palette knife. But it actually applies to the girl who wants to buy the red scooter on the cover. And it applies to me as a teenager, you know, as a young kid and 13, 14, 15, desperate for my red electric guitar. And so I suppose, but I only found that out, only realized that after I'd written it, I think, that there was a connection.
When you were growing up, was it, it must have been difficult to get, certainly American guitars, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, and it was also too expensive for my dad, you know. So I ended up with one about a third the price that just was basically the same shape. But I loved it, and treasured it and probably slept with it the first day that I bought it.
Well, because you started off with the other instruments, do you still have feelings for, you know, the off brands, the non Gibsons, non?
Yeah, I've got a little collection of cheap and cheerful and weird and wonderful. Because they're all different, they've all got songs in them. You get to love those guys just the same way, and I'm like that now. You know, if I see a shop with secondhand guitars, and you know, it's difficult for me to walk past it, and just and I still spend plenty of time looking at guitars and motorcycles and things that I liked when I was a little kid.
Men and their toys, indeed. Well, let's play Let It All Go from Mark Knopfler's Kill to Get Crimson.
When it's pop goes the weasel, let go of the easel. You don't want this rickety, raggedy life. It's seat of the trousers, it's all sink or swim, son. A kill to get crimson on this palette knife. And I'd steal in a minute, I'm up to hearing it. You hear behaving as though I'm a saint. Get a job with a pension, don't ever mention you once had a craving for the brushes and paint. So go, forget it, let it all go.
let it all go. Go forget it, let it all go. Go forget it, let it all go. Let it all go.
Mark Knopfler is our guest today on The Cafe, and you talk about the inspiration for this writing, but I recently talked to somebody who'd gone through, and regularly went through a spate of writer's block. Does that ever affect you?
No, it doesn't worry me too much if it doesn't happen, because there's always stuff, there'll always be something else turning up. Just when you least expect it. You don't always want it either. I mean, this is something that you live with. It's not a question of choice.
There's a you talked about songs relating to the past and relating to what's going on today. I guess there's many ways to read Punish the Monkey, but what was the inspiration behind that?
The inspiration was really just observing certain goings on in the news in the UK, but also in the US. I think the general feeling of cynicism pervading, and because of the erosion of trust that I think both our populations had been experiencing with their respective administrations. And I feel that that if you were to ask people about responsibility and who's to blame for certain eventualities, the normal response would be, you can bet that it ain't going to be the guys who did it, you know. And if there has been some misbehavior, that's not necessarily always the guy at the top that is there to take the blame. And so that culture of responsibility seems to have eroded as well with time. You know, there was a time when people did the honorable thing, you know, but it doesn't seem to be as prevalent now as it was. I just as a writer, it's not something where I'm sitting back polishing my halo, but there's plenty there, ammunition to have fun with. And as far as Punish the Monkey goes, it's just an expression, you know, that'll punish the monkey and let the organ grinder go.
They're driving long nails into coffins. You've been having sleepless nights. You've gone as quiet as a church mouse and checking on your rights. The bus has hung you out to dry, and it looks as though we'll punish the monkey, let the organ grinder go. You've been talking to a lawyer. Are you gonna pretend that you and your employer are still the best of friends? Somebody's gonna take the fall. There's your quid pro quo. Punish the monkey. Punish the monkey, yeah. Punish the monkey.
Punish the Monkey from Kill to Get Crimson. Our thanks to Mark Knopfler for talking with us today. Coming up, he heads into the studio to play live when we get right back here to the World Cafe. The new Mark Knopfler solo album is called Kill to Get Crimson, and Mark is in the studio to play some songs from it for us live. We'll start off with this version of The Fuzzy and the Still.
Sunday morning, here we are. The boys come home. Not quite the movie star. He's been in Hollywood. The boys come home. The boys done. She asked too high a price, neglecting to declare. What sits between them there on ice? Chill with the fizzy and the still. He tried but didn't make it there. It's not for me. Not for me. Thank you. thing was leading to the next. A bit of more than I could choose. I had the power to sign the checks. It wasn't difficult to do. Couldn't stay and face the music. So many reasons why. Robbed a bank full of dinero, great big mountain of dough. Then it was a goodbye, compañero. Then cheerio, could stay and face the music. So many reasons why. Never meant to be a cheater. There was blood on the wall. See, I had to steal from Peter, pay what I owed to Paul. Couldn't stay and face the music. So many reasons why. I won't be sending postcards. Paraguay.
Mark Knopfler is playing live for us today on the World Cafe, and that's a song that was originally on the Shangri-La album called Postcards from Paraguay. From the new album, Kill to Get Crimson, we heard The Fuzzy and the Still. And here's a classic Dire Straits tune live on the World Cafe, Brothers in Arms. Jeez.
These mist-covered mountains are a home now for me. But my home is the lowlands, and always will be. someday you'll return to your valleys and your farms. And you'll no longer burn to bear brothers in arms.
Thank you. Thank you.